Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the Steve Jones Show. Lots of great things to talk about on the show today. We'll look ahead a little bit to Super Bowl 50, the plans that CBS has. Have two play-by-play call of the day because I couldn't pick one. They're both really, really good. Yesterday, Steve talked a little bit about Star Wars The Force Awakens and the fact that he will not see the movie. Ran across this. Courtesy of CBS Sports, someone took the time to do Star Wars editions of all 32 NFL helmets. Some of these are really a little bit of a reach to me, but they were pretty. They're pretty clever overall. I mean, one of them is an Eagles helmet. And instead of the wings on the front, it's the forehead and eyes of Yoda. So it would be the Yodas. Let's see. Another one is the from the AFC, the Banthas. That would be the, mastodon-looking animals from the movie, I guess you could call it. Done out of the buffalo helmet. The Greedos, that would be done for the Miami Dolphins. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hook up a link to this. And we'll hook up a link to this from stevejonesshow.com. And probably easier for a lot of you to see from our Facebook page. I think you're going to get a kick out of some of these Star Wars-inspired NFL helmets.
Yeah, great. Big story tonight on the NFL game between the Rams and the Bucks. And exactly what do you think that story is?
The Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The loser is eliminated from the playoffs.
No, it's a little bit deeper than that. Much deeper. Not even the same realm.
Winner gets to keep his job as the head coach.
No.
I don't know. I'm guessing. These are guesses.
See, here's the problem. Why do you just follow one team?
Well, tell me what I'm missing here now.
Tonight could be the last game in St. Louis for the Rams.
Okay.
Okay, what? This is one of the biggest stories in all of sports right now. And I realize that Star Wars helmets are cool and the whole thing.
No, right? Entertainment. That's entertainment. But, I mean, if this were San Diego, I would say, yeah, I see San Diego moving.
Excuse me, but guess what? The people of Missouri and St. Louis have done everything they have been asked to do. And Stan Kroenke still wants to move the team to Los Angeles. Now, whether he has the votes on that January 17th meeting remains to be seen. You need 20. This is not as simple as I'm going. You need to get 24 votes to do this. And Kroenke won't talk to Governor Jay Nixon. He won't talk to the St. Louis board. And they're willing to build him a new stadium. The Rams play on the road the final two weekends of the season. This could be it for football in St. Louis. Now, I don't know what the Rams Star Wars helmet looks like. That's
really
cool.
Do you really think, okay, though, that if they've done everything that's been asked of them, they would allow the NFL would allow them to move?
Hey, you know, we've already seen Al Davis move without getting permission from the league. Kroenke has all of the land, and we just had Tony Knapp on. Kroenke owns the land where the old Forum in Inglewood used to be and Hollywood Park. He has the land. Well, he didn't get the land so the Chargers could go. And tonight, it'll be interesting because, for one thing, Jim Nantz and Phil Simms are not doing tonight's game. They are doing the Jets-Cowboys game coming up on Saturday night. And when you look at the Rams situation, San Diego, the politicians in and around San Diego have not been Charger-friendly or stadium-friendly for decades now. So for the Spanos family, there actually is something where the door is really open, despite the fact that I hate to see San Diego lose its team. The political base in San Diego has not been friendly enough over the years keeping that door open or a willingness to listen to them about keeping them there. We know that the Raiders have been a mess over the years, but this is a case where in Missouri, the fan base, the politicians, and businesses have understood exactly what the situation is, and they've tried to go out of their way to make sure that they have everything in place to keep the team there, and he won't talk to them. Here's the other interesting thing for the weekend. If everybody wins, Steelers, Chiefs, and Jets, guess what? Winning doesn't keep you in the playoff picture. The Steelers could take over the sixth playoff spot by winning and the Jets winning. Why? Because the conference, the common opponent tiebreaker would then swing to the Steelers if they can beat the Broncos.
See, I'm not even thinking about any of this because you've told me over the years that it's too early to start thinking playoffs in week 15.
Kevin, it's week 15. I told you it's stupid to think about in week 5.
I'm joking. Right? I'm joking.
Right? But it's an interesting scenario. I figured the Ram thing, even though it's exponentially more important than the Steelers' common opponent thing, it's not even in the same realm of importance. I figured if I brought that in, that would bring you back in the conversation.
No, I just don't see St. Louis moving. I don't see the NFL allowing that to happen. San Diego, I see that.
It doesn't matter if they allow him to do it. He's going to do it. What are you going to do? Suspend him? Suspend the team? Right? If he just says, hey, we're not playing there anymore, he's going to go. You can talk all you want about the NFL won't let him. Well, they didn't let Al Davis go, and guess where Al Davis did? He went. This is going to bring up one of the more interesting. Now, Kroenke's the one that probably has the fewest votes available to him, according to Bob McNair, the owner of the Texans, who happens to be on the committee. And you look at the committee, by the way. Here's the committee. You want to talk about heavy hitters on the committee? Bob McNair, Houston. Hunt from Kansas City. John Mara from the Giants. Robert Kraft from the Patriots. You've got a lot of old guard. And, Dan Rooney of the Steelers. You've got some old guard on this committee. Old guard. This isn't the whippersnapper committee that says, yeah, hey, it's the new era, we'll do whatever we want. No, you've got some deep-seated family names on this expansion recommendation committee. Or on the relocation committee. Here's the next one. If Kroenke can't go to Los Angeles, guess what the next play might be?
Go to San Diego when San Diego moves to L.A.?
London.
I you know what? I know they're investigating it. I just don't see the logistics of London working.
For whatever reason, he doesn't want to stay in St. Louis.
How in the world do you take a team from London and play an AFC or NFC West team? I mean, don't get me wrong. I liked the World League when it happened. I thought it was fun to watch in the spring, see guys that, you know, may or may not make your team. It's like watching minor league baseball to me. But to have a team in London and have San Francisco go all the way to London to play a game, you'd have to have a bye week in there. And I just don't know if logistically you can do that to a team in London, make them fly to the West Coast, then go back to London, then play a couple of home games, then go to the East Coast, play a couple of road games, then go back to London. I just don't know how logistically it could happen.
I don't understand why he wants us to leave St. Louis.
Doesn't seem like they have a problem getting people to the stadium.
No, and they also want the team.
That's why San Diego makes all the sense in the world to me moving, because San Diego, as you mentioned, there's not a whole lot of San Diegans, if you will, that have been born and raised there. It's a lot of people that have moved there, and that's why a lot of times when they play a home game, they really don't feel like the home team.
No, they don't, but that's also a trend almost everywhere. Pittsburgh's one of the few places, for example. And Philadelphia as well.
I was going to say, Philadelphia, I wouldn't think. D.C., yeah, I could see that. New York, I don't see it in New York much, is it?
No, there's some. The Cowboys will play against the Giants, and you'll have a bunch of people that will go in. A lot of people, I'll tell you, one of the worst places, Dallas. The number of fans going to Dallas games. All right. Got a lot going on. I think you'll like tomorrow's show very much. I think you'll like today's show, too. I mean, obviously, we want you to like today's show. But Nikki Javala tomorrow, beat writer, Denver Post, Broncos Steelers. Kent Summers, beat writer, Arizona Cardinals, on Cardinals and Eagles tomorrow. Rich Scarsella, Reading Eagle, tomorrow on the show. I mean, it's not bad. Today, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. And in our bowl preview week, we've locked up on Tuesday the 29th. Jack Ham will join us. That's all set because I forced him. Then you're going to do this. He said, okay. It's just the way it goes. You know, I tell him, hey, you're doing this. He goes, okay, I'm in. Kevin likes when I do that. I'm going to look at Jack and tell me, look, hey, here's the deal. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Santa, all of these wish lists say they want a new Kia.
No worries, Jingle. It's the Holidays on Us sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia. I wanna see ya.
Sunbury Motors Motors Kia can fill everyone's wish list with a new Kia. It's Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. Just listen to this gift from Sunbury Motors Kia. No payments until May. You heard right, May. Plus 0% financing for up to 66 months on 2015 Optimus and 2016 Serenos, Sportages, Souls, and Fortes. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So go ahead, overspend on presents for the family, because you'll still be able to get a brand new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia with 0% financing and Sunbury Motors' incredible pricing, and not have to make a payment until May.
The holidays are on us
at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, retailer, or go to kia.com.
Next week, our shows are in Las Vegas. Tomorrow on the show, Nikki Javala from the Denver Post on the Steelers-Broncos. We'll have Rich Scarcella tomorrow, Reading Eagle. Kent Summers from the Arizona Republic, azcentral.com on the Eagles and the Cardinals. All coming up on tomorrow's show. It's not a bad lineup. Not a bad lineup at all. Live with that. Meanwhile, Kevin has no idea what I just said because he's too engrossed in the fact that he's going to see Star Wars on Sunday.
Yep. I'm even missing a Steeler game for this. That's how much it means to me.
That's sad. And what time's the showing?
3:10.
3:10. Okay. Sounds good. All right. It'll be 3:10 tomorrow.
No. It's 3:10 on Sunday.
3:10 on Sunday.
Right. If it was 3:10 tomorrow, you wouldn't have me on the show. Wait a minute. Don't get excited about that thought.
You know, I could put together a private showing. If it meant you'd miss the show.
I don't even think you have that kind of pull. I'm going to be honest with you. I believe a lot of the stuff you say, but I don't even think you could pull that off.
Two phone calls.
I'd be willing to put a bet on that.
Two phone calls.
I don't think George Lucas is in your speed dial, nor do I think Disney is.
Two phone calls.
Well, it's not George Lucas this time, but you get the idea.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us. Could be the last NFL game in St. Louis. Could be. See how CBS handles it tonight with Ian Eagle, and I think Trent Green's doing the game with them tonight. It's not Nance and Sims. They've got Jets and Cowboys. That's Saturday night.
I like Ian Eagle on TV.
Okay.
No, I thought he does. I think he does a nice job on TV. Just my personal taste. I didn't like how he transitioned to radio when he does radio every now and then, but really like what he does on TV. And we get a lot of Ian Eagle as a Steeler fan. You get to see a lot of him in Steeler games.
You're going to get Nance and Sims on Sunday.
Eh. I like Nance. Sims, eh.
Right. It's the national game of the week. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like I said, Nance, like him. Sims, yeah.
Was it with the Eagles and Cardinals? That's the Sunday night game.
Yeah,
that. Wonder why they didn't flex the Steelers and Broncos.
It's already. Is that a late game on the schedule? No, that's an early game on the schedule, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we'll have a complete preview of that tomorrow with Nikki Javala from the Denver Post. And also we'll preview the Eagles game as well with the Cardinals with Kent Summers from the Arizona Republic on tomorrow's show. And Rich Scarsella tomorrow as well. Looking forward to that. Big show tomorrow. Then we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in Las Vegas next week. And then on, let's see, then we'll take Christmas Eve and Christmas off. Then we got a show on the 28th. Not sure yet what we're going to do with that. I'm still working that out. I already know what we're doing on the 29th. Jack Ham and Dick Girardi are both doing that show with Mark Weiser from the Athens Banner-Herald to talk about basketball with Dick and then the game with Jack and Mark Weiser. And then we're off on the 30th, but the 31st we then come back and we've got the entire cast of the Blue White Tailgate TV show. Trey Bauer, the former Nittany Lion, Todd Sadowski, John Stroh, Sunbury's own, who's a producer of the show, and myself. And we'll kick things around.
Every time you say John, every time you say John, it confuses everybody out this way.
Well, I know he's known as Carrie Stroh, but that's not what he goes by. But that's not what he goes by professionally. Not one of us here know him as Carrie.
No, you don't know him as that.
And not only that, you look at the credits. It doesn't come on the credits as Carrie Stroh. All right, so time now for this day in sports history. The Bears beat the Giants in the first ever NFL championship game, 23-21 in 1933. Nolan Supernat Smith. He's about 5'6". Then set a record for a kickoff return in an AFL game, 106 yards. 1984, Dan Marino set NFL records with touchdown passes, 48, and also yards with 5,084. 1991, the Cavs beat the Miami Heat 148-80. 68 points. 1993. Fox outbid CBS for the NFL's NFC TV package. And in 2000, Terrell Owens caught an NFL record 20 passes for 283 yards against the Bears, beating the old mark of Tom Fears. You know what's interesting? The other day, I want to go back. 3 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago. We're just having a little casual conversation. And the Hall of Fame came up. Because Brett Favre's on there for the first time and so forth. And they're throwing out names and they wanted to know how Jack and I each felt about the respective names. And you know, Favre came up, Jack said boom automatic, he had to be in. You know what's interesting? I didn't answer first. Okay? When Terrell Owens' name came up, Jack said, no. Which I wholeheartedly agree with. I don't think he was a Hall of Fame player. Just because you got a big mouth and you're a sideshow doesn't mean you're a Hall of Fame player. Was he a really good receiver? Yeah. To me, to be in, you got to be a great receiver. I never thought of him as a great receiver. 1 year he led the league in drops. Would you vote for him for the Hall of Fame, Kevin?
No.
What? Okay. Why not? Okay. We got to ask all the questions.
Why wouldn't I? I just don't think the numbers are all there. There's too much negative that goes with the positive.
Well, he's got numbers.
No, I'm saying I think there's too much. There's too many negatives to go with the positives.
Right. Right. I mean, he's got numbers. I mean, the numbers in some ways are there. He was only in one Super Bowl, and to his credit, injured, acquitted himself very, very well. I think he had, 9 catches or something like that in the Super Bowl game. I think he's third all-time in touchdowns, something like that, some number like that.
What's his average per catch?
I don't know. He's probably in the 14 to 15-yard range like most guys. I would guess. Here, I'll look it up. I'm going to say 14 to 15. Let's see. Went to Tennessee Chattanooga, which is... Let's see. Terrell Owens, in his career, averaged 14.8 yards a catch. Okay. The big thing is that he had 153 touchdowns. That's a big number. That's a big number. Targeted 1,900 times in his career, made 1,000 catches. Okay. That's fine. 14.8 yards a reception. 72.8 yards a game.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get to wrestling. That's what I love about the show. Kevin, you think I ought to be in?
No.
Well, it's a simple question.
Okay, it's a two-hour talk show. You can jump in. All right.
Okay. No.
We have room for you to talk.
Usually you don't want me to talk. That's amazing. Now all of a sudden I can talk.
Okay, that one opportunity went by the boards.
There all right, you go,
Nate,
see?
Yeah. Nate Cobbler, Center Daily Times. Nate, welcome. Happy holidays. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, hey, Steve. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Nate, when you look at Penn State at this stage, what's impressed you so far? And there were a couple of areas where in the building process they need to get better, because now you've had a chance to really watch them.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about the impressive part of the team, it's the fact that their middleweights are just going out and just dominating people. You know, when you have the likes of Zane Rutherford and Jason Moles who are going out there and pinning guys back to back, that's a quick 12 points that, you know, you're getting. So, you know, that's a big deal. We were talking to Matt McCutchen the other day, and he was making a joke, and he said, you know, yeah, I feel sort of left out. He goes, some of us aren't going out there and dominating, but you got those two who are just going out there and scoring a bunch of points and just pinning guys. He goes, one of those big things, just the way that those middleweights, those two guys there, are definitely just stepping up for the lineup. For some of the improvements, I mean, you got to look at that heavyweight situation. I mean, yeah, granted, it's something that you can't predict is going to happen, but, you know, when you have those injuries, it's something that, you know, you just got to hope that you can fight through and, you know, get through it easily. So.
No question. Jordan Center experience. It was a really good experience on Sunday, but not sold out. What do you see as the future of that?
I think a lot of it just had to deal with who they were wrestling. I mean, granted, Wisconsin was a good team, but by any means, they're not an Ohio State that's, you know, just won the national championship, or an Iowa that's had that history in wrestling. Or even like any of those top tier wrestling programs. So you gotta take it with a grain of salt, because Cale Sanderson has said that the Ohio State match is pretty much already almost sold out.
Right.
That's not for another 2 months yet. So you gotta take it with a grain of salt. And then on top of that, Wisconsin was just coming off of a loss to Pitt Saturday. So that may have had a little bit into it too, but. You know, there was still, the weather. You know, you got to talk about the weather that day. We were sitting in 70 degrees. I walked in there with shorts on. So, it's a thing you just got to have to deal with.
Yeah, no question. But here's Wisconsin, though, the 15th ranked team in the country. They're 15 coming in.
Yeah,
here's my question, though. Does that bring into question the depth of the sport? That Penn State's that good and the 15th ranked team in the country can't compete with them?
No. I mean, because you're not bringing in the North Carolina States. You're not bringing in the Oklahoma States this year. So, you know, you can't really gauge that on just the one ranked team that Penn State's played or wrestled against. I mean, yeah, they wrestled against Virginia Tech. That was the second bowl meet of the year. But, you know, that's still fresh in the year. Virginia Tech, right now, they They just jumped up number five, jumped up to the rankings in the number five there because of the couple losses that happened over the weekend with Rutgers beating Nebraska and Ohio State lost. I can't remember who they lost to, but Ohio State lost too. So, you know, all those teams jumped up there. So now you got Penn State at one, you got Iowa at two, North Carolina State at three, Missouri at four, and then Virginia Tech at five. So, I mean, just you can't base it off of, you know, the number 15 team coming in.
Okay. Fair enough. Now they have Ryder coming up this weekend. What was the general feel about that at the same time? They're going to go on the road to Jersey to wrestle this one.
Yeah, they've wrestled Ryder, if I'm not mistaken. They've wrestled Ryder the past, this will be the third year in a row now that they've wrestled them. And it's just a scrappy team, is the way Sanderson described them, a bunch of Jersey boys, you know, that are wrestling. And I was at that Ryder match last year, and, you know, they were really excited, you know, not covering. I was there as a, you know, as a spectator. But, you know, a lot of their guys, they come in there and they beat a couple guys. And, you know, of course, that made the crowd, you know, go a little crazy, you know, in the little bit of Ryder fans that were there. But it's going to be an interesting little goal, you know, for them to have heading into the little bit of a break there for the guys to head home for the holidays. But, you know, I don't see how they don't have an issue with Ryder there.
How's he handling heavyweight these days?
Well, they, in the Wisconsin match there, they put in redshirt freshman, Devin Van Cura, who, was given up basically almost 100 pounds. So it's one of those things where you're going to have guys that, you know, want to help the team, so they're going to want to wrestle it. And 2 weeks ago at the Nittany Lion Open, they had, Caleb Livingston in there at heavyweight. And I mean, these two guys—they just—they just look like they're wrestling the Jolly Green Giant out there. They're just so undermanned, just because of the amount of weight that they're giving up, and a lot of that weight is muscle. So, you know, it's one of those things where they can be agile and they can be quicker, but once they get in that shot and they try to finish off their shot, you know, those heavier guys are just putting all their weight on them, so they can't really adjust.
Rutherford and Megalus have both come back after sitting out a year. How much better do they, when you've talked to them, how much better do they feel about where they are today compared to 2 years ago?
Zane. He's going out there and he's just looking to beat guys, whether it's, you know, putting them on their back and pinning them or just outscoring them. You know, so he's just out there doing what he normally does. But, you know, the interesting thing with Nico is he said to us about 2 weeks ago how he said that, you know, his first couple of matches he didn't feel like himself. And he was just, you know, going out there and wrestling, but he said he wasn't wrestling the way he knows he can wrestle. So he felt that the Nittany Lion Open was a good little, mind vacation, I guess you could say.
Right. Yeah.
You know, get him back into the groove. So, you know, he's been wrestling pretty well since that. I mean, obviously there's only been one match with Wisconsin there, but, you know, this Ryder match will help out, and then he'll get into the Southern Scuffle here in about, January 1st and January 2nd is the Southern Scuffle. So that'll probably be another good, you know, mind vacation for him to get back into the mentality that he's used to.
Right. In talking with Cale last week when we had him on the coach's show at Letterman's, he said that he felt that Zane's done a better job being more aggressive. He's always been a really good mat wrestler, but has just become more aggressive. Fair enough when you watch him?
Oh, yeah, that's very fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the one that's going out there, and he's looking to score points much like Jason Nolf is. But what's making Zane even more dangerous is the fact that with his mat wrestling, you know, it's probably going to get to the point where, you know, guys aren't going to want to be in that bottom position to start a period off, because once Zane is on top and he gets legs in, you know, he's tough to get out from underneath, and he's gonna, you know, he's probably more than likely he's gonna turn the guy for back points. So, you know, it's gonna be interesting to see as the season moves forward to see how his opponents react to, you know, his mat wrestling and stuff too.
Well, thanks so much, Nate. Appreciate it very much. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Hey, thanks, Steve. You as well.
Appreciate it very much. Nate Cobbler, Sunday Daily Times.
We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Santa, all of these wish lists say they want a new Kia.
No worries, Jingle. It's the holidays on us sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia. I
wanna see ya.
Sunbury Motors Kia can fill everyone's wish list with a new Kia. It's Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. Just listen to this gift from Sunbury Motors Kia. No payments until May. You heard right, May. Plus 0% financing for up to 66 months on 2015 Optimus and 2016 Serenos, Sportages, Souls, and Fortes. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So go ahead, overspend on presents for the family, because you'll still be able to get a brand new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia with 0% financing and Sunbury Motors' incredible price. And not have to make a payment until May.
The holidays are on us.
At Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, retailer, or go to kia.com.
Welcome back. Big story of the day. Is this the last NFL game in St. Louis? Don't be confused by our Facebook page, which has Star Wars helmets on it.
What?
Only you.
Listen, the Raiders done as Darth Vader to be called the Vaders? That's just a no-brainer to me.
That's just terrific.
I'm not saying that the St. Louis thing isn't a big deal. It would impact me more if it were Pittsburgh moving. We both know that's not happening.
I just got your memo of the day.
No, you just mean you're reading it now, not that you didn't get it.
No, it came. I got it at 3:48. That's the receive time on here is 3:48.
Well, that's slow.
I just read it. You're right.
Which part?